Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
2022, we spoke about what was happening in Jagersfontein. You remember that, and we've been having conversations around that for a while. The Department of Water and Sanitation then commissioned, you know, an investigation as to what exactly happened then. Of course, there were all sorts of allegations and reports going about, and the department decided to actually get the right people to go out and establish what exactly happened there. They asked the University of Pretoria to do an investigation, as well as WITS. And the report was released today. I do have on the line Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, David Mahlobo. Deputy Minister, thank you so much for making time for us. As usual, good evening and welcome.
No, thank you very much, my sister, and a very good evening to you and to your listeners.
It's a disheartening report when you look at some of the details that came through and the technicalities of what may have gone wrong there. Essentially, it seems to me like the development company could have done better.
You are absolutely correct. You know, one of the success story is that this is an old operation dating back more than 100 and something years old. Mm. And then it has been exchanging hands. If you look at this development company, it just came in, someone sold them. I can use the word Pamela to say they sold them at a dead rate. Mm-hmm. They sold them at dead rate because those who were owning it before, they knew that the structural integrity of that particular system was not well. Mm. The compartment number 2. Then from there, when they were selling these ones, they never did the proper due diligence.
Yeah.
But in law, whoever becomes an owner of a new asset, you take care of the assets and liabilities. And it's very sad, but we are very pleased that it has taken us time to have a credible report with approved professional persons, because to do a structural assessment of this nature, you have to get that kind of an assessment. Remember, were to open up a case, the provincial head, Dr. Ndile, and myself, who are the ones who opened up a case after the president went to them.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to be able to win the case, we're not going to win the case if we don't prove technically to say what happened. At the time when we opened it up, our engineers in the department had the sense to say there were non-compliance issues, there were directives. But to strengthen the case, we had to go in, they use satellite images. They could see long before that, you know what, there were problems 3 or 4 years before.
Mm.
Then someone started to build an additional compartment. Worse, just from an engineering point of view, someone builds on an existing foundation of a tailing dam.
There is weak.
No supervision. And worse, when they did the thing, then they decided to pour things there.
More.
They were starting to pour the fining.
Sure.
And then that dam wall there at the basement in terms of the foundation, it started cracking.
Yeah, because obviously it couldn't contain the capacity of what the more that they were adding to the dam.
It couldn't, but remember, they're telling them what did they pour there. They pour something like ash, but it's liquid like, in other words, it seeps. And because the foundation was not structurally okay in terms of design, there were no engineering consultants to supervise them. And guess what? At a particular point, they decided to build a road. When they were building the road, man, as an access road, around the tailing dam, I think those excavators and what, they affected the road there. But I'm very pleased with the quality of the report from an engineering point of view. These professors, they did a good job.
Mm.
And it will assist the National Prosecuting Authority that they take responsibility.
Deputy Minister, I mean, a couple of things here I think needs to be noted. First of all, that there were lives lost. We know of two, and one is missing, presumed dead. But alongside yourselves, you needed to satisfy yourself that things that you were speculating on were actually accurate. And I know that a criminal case was opened, and I think about 5 people are going to be going to trial?
Yeah, there are already 5 people that have been going to trial, and early next year the trial proceeds. And we are very pleased in terms of the concreteness of the case. But But the only thing that when I went there with the deputy minister of school and the premier, I'm still a little bit worried about the risk if there will be any occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
That structure, it has not been fixed
mm-hmm.
as we speak right now. This company has been struggling to get an approved professional person. Remember, nobody mm-hmm. can just delete mm-hmm. their devs without being registered with the international company or organization on them.
Mm.
They've been struggling, but the only thing that they've done, they are no longer pouring into that compartment too, because we said they are not authorized to do that. They are pouring it into a pit. But at this stage, the content in that particular compartment too is a little bit more solidified. In
okay.
other words, they use the word viscosity, mm. very, very strong. But because it's raining, as it's like mm. raining right now,
mm.
and if there's any particular interest, there's a risk, then I directed that they needed to put a disaster risk preparedness mm. plan. But then our teams as engineers, they did a simulation that if it happens, how far will it go rather than the last time when it went, the number of kilometers.
Mm.
The only advantage we had is that the byproduct of India's tailings,
mm-hmm.
it does not contain any toxicity, in other words, heavy
mm-hmm.
metals.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there was an impact on vegetation and grass there, but there are no toxins in the soil, in the soil. Like someone was claiming our report doesn't have that. That's not our problem. The problem we had in the past is that there was a sewer treatment plant that was downstream.
Yeah.
At our department, we supported it to fix that sewer plant.
So you know, over the years, and I mean, I remember the deputy president actually also went to visit the community. There is
yes,
a sense yes. that while there were resolutions about how people will be compensated and all of those things, there still lies there quite a dissatisfaction of how they've been engaged with, not necessarily by the municipality, but by the very company itself and their legal representatives and all of that. And while I know that we've got this criminal case going on, is there, you know, from government's point of view, we've now released a report. Is there a way in which we can, I don't know, but perhaps maybe help the relations between the community and the dam? And I take the point you made earlier that we can't just shut it down. We need to keep the economy of the community going. And it's a tight rope to walk. But what else has been done about managing the expectations and the relations?
Well, it's not an easy space to manage. One of the things that has happened, this company, it's a small entity with due respect.
Mm-hmm.
They did actually contribute a lot in terms of post-disaster relief and construction in that particular area,
mm.
including the issue that government would do, especially remember the issue of shelter.
Mm.
Certain people were kept in Bloemfontein for some time, and
mm-hmm.
government has started building very better houses. And on our side, we help them around the infrastructure like raw water and wastewater system. The premier committed around the issues of degradation of arable land,
mm-hmm.
their MEC for environment. That company has been very helpful. But in as much as they were helpful, we said other people, they never wanted to work within the government arrangement. We
mm.
don't have to force them.
Mm.
And then when they were doing issues of supporting them around beneficiation, whether it's 1,000
mm.
watt, others are still left behind. But others, they decided to join the case because the case was opened by others.
Mm.
And our attitude as government is to say, if they want to proceed in terms of civic claim and damages, it's within their own right in terms of our system. My heart still bleeds for that family that never found their loved one. Remember,
yeah, yeah.
three individuals.
Yeah.
And we need to find a way to see how do we deal with that particular issue. But the relationship between the entity there and the communities there is some kind of discussion among themselves. Because initially when we went there, President led all of us. My attitude was very simple. We closed this thing down.
Mm.
But these people, they pleaded. You know, we are caught in a test 22 mm. of trying to preserve lives, mm. but at the very same time, livelihoods.
Yeah.
And I was very clear to the community to say my attitude and the attitude of the ministry, this kind of tailing dams cannot be promoted, because
yeah.
if an operation is more than 100 years,
mm.
even just the liability to fix it permanently is very huge.
Mm.
But then as a department, we said, you know what, probably there are many of these Yagersfontein around. Then we discovered in the country that probably there are more than 38 operations that mm. are happening for tailing dams.
Mm.
And then in Free State alone, there are 14 of them. We have issued the instruction through Minister Comrade Kenin Majodina that everybody must register. But I'm happy because the report was discussed in cabinet. So that these things must not be seen like a just tailing operation, but must be viewed as mining operation, because these people are scouring
mm-hmm.
the remaining mineral deposits
mm-hmm.
that are there. And they were not regarded as a mining operation.
Yep.
Only on our side were the only state entity to say, but if you store something that is liquidified
mm-hmm.
in any storage facility,
it's a mining operation.
Mm-hmm. But at this time, they are reviewing the Mineral Petroleum Resource and Development Act to include this thing as a mining
yeah.
operation.
Because that I was going to go there to say, I'm hoping that the lessons here is to review that policy, because I remember it was very difficult to determine who was responsible, which department was responsible for holding these people accountable. And to your point, there were gaps there, you know, because they're not quite classified as a mining entity, but they're operating with minerals, meaning they should belong there.
Now, you see, there's an agreement, the leadership of Minister Mantashe and Minister Majodina, including the then Minister of Environment, and ourselves and our teams, these experts from VET and the University of Pretoria. Clearly, there's a legislative gap
yeah.
being exploited.
Yeah.
And then on our side, in the meantime, when there's a legislative gap, we're enforcing everybody who does storage,
yes.
whether of whatever is them, they should take that responsibility. And, I'm very happy that at least now government is also using advances in technology, because if we never use advances in technology, we will not have produced even this report.
Yeah. Deputy Minister, let me just quickly bring your attention to another report by the Human Rights Commission, and I'm sure you've probably been given a little bit of information on this one. This is with regards to the Hartebeest Dam, Poort Dam. I suppose it's disgruntled community members, and we've spoken to them as well for about a year or so, where there seems to be, first of all, it seemed like it were racial tensions, but they also pointed to the fact that they felt that the department, your department, had not been fair in allocating lease agreements to them as black people, favoring white previously privileged kind of business owners, and the Human Rights Commission obviously came in, and they also agree, when you look at the data, it does seem like the department never really caught up with the number of people who were asking for these leases, and when you look at the ratios, it was a little bit unfair.
No, let's welcome the report by the South African Human Rights Commission, but this is not a new discovery.
Mm.
You will know, I've gone there personally.
Mm.
And in the main, there were problems originally around the leases and the use of infrastructure around the dams in
yes.
South Africa. One of the biggest problems, I worked in that department as a youngster
mm-hmm.
when it was water and forestry before,
mm-hmm.
and with Minister Castries, we knew that black people were not allowed around those
mm-hmm.
dams.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, those dams were only used for irrigation purposes, not multi-purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Those policies were changed long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we then had to actually make a determination that these dams, they must never become an island
mm-hmm.
around communities. Communities must be able to derive socio-economic rights, whether they want to do spiritual things around those dams and rivers, they want to do ecotourism and others. We must open up. And when we started opening up, we allowed all people to be in a position to apply for those particular issues. immediately then, when that racial tension happened, is because we were implementing transformation ourselves. We started giving black people opportunity to be able to use the art system. Immediately we started to give them access to the art system, certain individuals, because not all white people are
yes,
racist.
Of course, yes.
Some individuals, they were obstructionists. They never wanted some of these black people that were them. They did an asin, they thought. Then there was an accusation among themselves. At the very same time, when we started to say black people must have access them, we said we are canceling the 99 year lease. Mm. Imagine, it's nearly 100 years. Mm. These people are having this privilege. Mm. You know, we went until to the highest court. And there has to be a recognition that if we never went to the highest court and be able to win it, we're not going to be able to allow black people. There are black people that are actually operating in that yeah. particular area. Then I set up a committee myself with the premier of the province to look at the environmental degradation that is happening. You see that place is very, very dirty in terms of pollution. Then at the very same time, I had to get the departmental officials with the DG to process this application. These applications are happening all over the country because we've opened them up. But I don't want it to say an institution like a South African Human Rights Commission, they are actually getting it wrong. But when we presented this matter, there has to be an acknowledgement of the work that has been done. One of the biggest pain that has also happened, you know, people, they were forcefully removed when some of these dams were done by apartheid government. Some of the historical issues, you lose livelihoods and so forth. We're sorting the problem of the Nandoni dam there. Minister Majodina, we went there, we're sorting the problem of people that are displaced in Hazelmere in KwaZulu-Natal, so that we return these people and have access to the dam, including in Mpumalanga, they were blocking the dam in Driekopies because certain communities were neglected. Those are some of the historical issues that we're dealing with. And the report of the Human Rights Commission is a confirmation that the transformation path that we need to do to create an inclusive society, we must be able to pursue. But to create an impression as if we are complacent or complicit around the question of promoting issues of racism, that will not be true. And I'm still working well with the traditional leaders, the NGO, the experts that are there. That problem is an example to say transformation is going to be a very painful exercise. Others will try to become protectionists because of their rights that they've always enjoyed around our dams.
So what's then your attitude towards the Human Rights Commission's recommendations that you have a transformation plan, which you are saying already you're working on, and this 100-day, revised policy that they're asking you to look at?
We welcome the report, Pamela. That's what we welcome the report. It actually reinforces the work that one has been doing there. Remember, this work is not starting with this administration.
Sure.
Some of us, we worked in the department many years ago. Actually, I led transformation in as much as I worked in water resources at a particular point. But under Minister Castri, I had a transformation to put all these policies for transformation around the access to dams. But there are still legacy issues that we're sorting out. Therefore, in Hardis, it means we must be able to move with speed to complete the task that we've agreed in terms of the multi-stakeholder structures that are there, to ensure that there are also issues that have everything to do with local government. You know, one of the biggest problems these people are fighting, they're fighting on business issues because they are competing.
Yes.
You find that the municipality is not giving the permits to black companies. And then these other ones are being given these other ones. In the main, even if the source of the conflict look like it's around the dam, but some of the issues that they should have been managing in terms of local government. That's why I brought the provincial government,
absolutely,
and I brought the municipalities to play their part. Then there were issues about land that are bigger than not around even our own dam. That's why the Department of Rural Development was being brought on board so that they can handle the issues, including the police, because these issues of arsons,
noise pollution.
They have to handle the matter to say they have to live in peace. But let me just indicate, most of these people in Hardis, they have lived together well. There are certain rock elements that must not actually create, must not actually understate the issues of social integration that has happened in those communities. And those elements must not be allowed space to be able to thrive.
Deputy Minister, I always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for indulging us this evening. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you very much, Mrs. and have a lovely evening with your listeners.
Thank you very much. That's the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, Deputy Minister David Matlobo.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.